Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 146, 146. For tonight's family altar, let us turn to Psalms 70. Psalms 70. This is a very short psalm. It is a psalm of David. Psalm 70, verse 1 in Jesus' name I read. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me too. Let them be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire my hurt. 3. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha. 4. May all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. May those who love thy salvation say evermore, God is great. 5. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry. As in the topic or title, the superscription, it tells us to the choir master. So it is to be sung a psalm of David, and it tells us for the memorial offering. In Psalms, there are only two psalms that tells us about the memorial offering. The first one in Psalms 38. In Psalms 38, and the second one, this psalm, Psalm 70, both are the psalms of David. It tells us for the memorial offering. The background to this term, memorial offering, it is from the cereal offering in the Old Testament. We can refer to Leviticus. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 2. Leviticus chapter 2. Let us read verse 2. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2. And bring it to Aaron's son, the priest, and he shall take it, a handful of fine flour and oil, and with all of its frankincense, and the priest shall burn this as its memorial portion upon the altar, an offering by fire. It is a sweet aroma to the Lord. Alright, so it tells us this is part of this cereal offering. And it tells us that it is a memorial portion upon the altar. Let us also read verse 9. Verse 9, and the priest shall take from the cereal offering its memorial portion and burn this on the altar, an offering by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. The same, alright? It is a memorial portion. In verse 16, and the priest shall burn it as a memorial portion. Again, it tells us the same term. It is also the same in chapter 6, verse 15. But in the New Testament, there is one verse that tells us about this. Let's refer to Acts chapter 10. Let us turn to Acts chapter 10. Verse 4. Acts chapter 10, verse 4. It tells us about Cornelius. Verse 4. And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" He said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God." It tells us about Cornelius' prayer and his alms. So it has ascended as a memorial before God. So when we say memorial, it is a remembrance, or God remembered. Alright, God remembered. Let's turn back Psalm 70. So when we say it is for memorial offering, means it is an offering bringing a person into acceptable remembrance by God. Or some says to get God's attention, to cause God to remember. That is by what you offer. Just like unto Cornelius, his prayer, his alms, God remembered. His prayer and his alms gained the attention of God. So similarly now, David made this prayer. Alright, so this prayer, he hoped that by making this prayer, he will be remembered by God. And that he gained God's attention, and that God will now remember him and hearken to his prayer. So this is memorial offering. And if we compare Psalm 70 with Psalms 40 verse 13 to 17. Again, I repeat, if we compare Psalms 70 with Psalms 40 verse 13 to 17, which is also the Psalm of David, it is almost identical. 98% it is identical. Alright, so this is just only for information. In Psalm 70, David made this prayer. It is an appeal for deliverance from his persecutors or from his enemies. We are able to see in verse 1. Verse 1, make haste, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let's continue. Verse 5. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God, Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry. So David started his prayer, telling God, make haste, O God, deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. So he asked God to make haste. So he concluded the same. Hasten to me, O God. O Lord, do not tarry. Alright, so in his prayer, he prayed in this way. So same with us today. In our prayer, we should ask God to quickly hearken to our prayer. Because it is an urgent matter. At the time, his persecutors, they wanted to harm his life. So now David made this prayer in the hope that it will be acceptable to the Lord and bring bring God into remembrance of him, that he gained God's attention and that God now come and help. Alright, so in his prayer, he asked God hasten. And we can see this in many of David's Psalms. Let's turn to Psalm 22. Psalms 22, verse 19. Psalms 22, verse 19. Verse 19. But thou, O Lord, be not far off. O thou my help, hasten to my aid. Psalms 38. Psalms 38, verse 22. 38, 22. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. And we say Psalm 40, it is similar. So that's a statement there. And let's turn to Psalm 141. Psalms 141. Verse 1. Psalms 141, verse 1. I call upon thee, O Lord, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee. Alright, so in his prayer, David always asked the Lord to make haste because it was very important. It was urgent. He was truly in need of God's help. Let's turn back, Psalms 70. From then, we are able to see there are two parts into his prayer. Psalm 70, verses 2 and 3. And in the Revised Standard Version and in the ESV, there is this beginning of the word let. Verse 2. It tells us about his prayer that God make retribution, especially against his persecutors. He prayed that the Lord will act, that there will be divine retribution. In verse 2, the upper portion, let them be put to shame and confusion. The next, third line, let them be turned back and brought to dishonor. Verse 3, let them be turned back because of their shame. So he prayed that all this happened to them. Why? In the lower part, verse 2, who seek my life. Then the fourth line, who desire my hurt. Verse 3, lower portion, who say, aha, aha. So it is contempt. It is words of contempt. So his persecutors or those who were wicked or his enemies, they were those now who seek his life, to desire his hurt, and who make words of contempt. So therefore, David now prayed that the Lord will act, that the Lord will see his position. So he prayed, let them be put to shame and confusion. Let them be turned back and brought to dishonor, means they are not able to hurt David. and let them turn back because of their shame. They fail. All right. So this part at the time he prayed against his persecutors or the wicked, that the Lord will show forth his retribution. And the lower part, verse 4, Psalm 70, verse 4. This is his prayer for those who seek God, or those who were godly, those who were godly. Verse 4, may all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Alright, so definitely, those who seek after the Lord, that they will receive joy and gladness. And may those who love thy salvation say evermore, God is great. Now that they acknowledge God, they praise God. So in the RSV and ESV, they use the term may. It tells us it is a new part. So this part, his prayer for those who seek after God, those who are godly, those who turn to God. Now in verse 5, again we say he prayed that the Lord will hasten, that the Lord will not tarry. So it relates to David himself. So David now tells us about his present miserable condition. He acknowledged his present position. But I am poor and needy. When we say poor, it is likened to the one in Matthew. In Matthew, let us turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When the Bible says poor in spirit, it is likened to a beggar, to a beggar. They are in this condition, and at the time, really, they needed help. They put forth their hand to others so that others will take pity on them, will have mercy on them, will help them. Alright, here tells us about blessed are the poor in spirit. We turn back, Psalm 70. David says, but I am poor and needy. So truly, he was in this situation, and he made this sincere, truthful prayer to the Lord. That is why he hoped that through this prayer, it will be a memorial offering, that through this prayer, he will be accepted by the Lord, that he will gain God's attention, and that it will cause God to remember David, and that the Lord will now stretch out his hands to help him. So in our prayer today, we must truly examine ourselves. We must truly be very sincere, very truthful about our present condition. We need not hide anything from God. So David says, I am poor and needy. Really, he was in need. So he prayed, hasten to me, O God. And in his prayer, definitely he knew God, who is God. So David, verse 5, the lower portion. Thou art my help and my deliverer. So that was why he turned back to the Lord. So today we must have a clear understanding of the Lord, and we must always maintain a good relationship with our Lord, so that at any time when we make this prayer, we hope that the Lord will remember us, that he will hearken to our prayer, and he will come to help us, to deliver us out of our misery that we are in. So David says, O Lord, do not tarry. Alright, so this is a short psalm. It tells us about David's appeal, David's prayer for deliverance from his persecutors. So let us pray that the Lord guide us, that we are able always to make this type of a prayer a memorial offering that we're able to be accepted by the Lord, that the Lord will bring us into remembrance. Through our prayer, we cause God to remember us. We gain His attention. So let us pray sincerely and truthfully. Let us turn back to the Lord. Now in our prayer, let's continue to pray for our witnesses. Pray for one another. May the Lord continue to shower His blessings and His mercy. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Praise to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. That recites the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thanks to the grace of the Lord, we will end our family altar here. May the Lord bless and guide. Amen.